There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the
money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app, the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details at vsin.com/horses. Big Bad Brad time every Thursday during the football season. Brad Powers, professional sports bettor, at BradPowers7 on Twitter. Brad Powers Sports as well. All right, with a week in the books, let's go through. How about cause for concern with some programs? And I know you were tweeting it during the game at several people. That how concerned are you about the Clemson offense and lack of creativity and scheme?
Yeah, I mean, it looked exactly like the Clemson offense that we saw a year ago. I mean, DJ, you know, when you look at the full body of work, I mean, they did get it going there starting middle of the third quarter, but not enough for me to say Clemson's a legitimate threat to beat Alabama or Georgia, or to a lesser extent, Ohio State. So it was much of the same that I saw a year ago. We'll see. I mean, after it's just one game, but wouldn't be a bit surprised. Cade Klubnik's your starting quarterback by the end of the season for the Tigers.
Okay.
I will say, though, defense looked about as good as advertised. Although I was even surprised Georgia Tech moved the football, got some first downs. That's how good I expected Clemson's defense to be.
Okay. All good points there. I know it's one game, but man, Boise State down 24-0 at the half. Bachmeyer benched. Your thoughts on Boise? And you also wrote in the newsletter, Navy. I mean, 7 points at home to Delaware. There are 7-16 straight up last 23.
Yeah, I'll start with Boise State. I mean, Bachmeyer is a senior. I mean, in a span of 5 plays, he throws 2 picks. He loses a fumble, game over. I mean, that just shouldn't be happening as a senior quarterback. And I mean, he's benched. I mean, that's not ideal. I mean, Boise State as a program, with all the conference alignment and whatnot, is picking a very bad time to be, you know, in their worst shape that they've been in the last 2 decades. So I downgraded Boise State significantly. I bet Boise State pretty good last week, so that was a major loss for me. Navy, it's just, if you don't have Keenan Reynolds or Malcolm Perry at a difference maker at the quarterback position, this is not that good of a program anymore. It's just the fact that's just the facts. So yeah. I know ideally this would be a good buy low spot to buy Navy. I bet Memphis on the openers minus six. I just don't think Navy's that good.
Okay. What did you make of Ryan Day's play calling against Notre Dame? I mean, they have every imaginable weapon on offense. I get it. The passing attack throughout the year is going to look unbelievable. But it's also like you're watching the game thinking, you know, you have one of the best running backs in college football. You can actually go to him a little bit more if you'd like here, Ryan.
Couldn't believe they didn't throw it to him out of the backfield, sure. Travion Henderson. He barely got any rushing attempts. Now, you know, the backup running back was a bowling ball at the end of the game. But, I mean, the most stunning call to me was his willingness to punt on 4th-and-3 at the 40-yard line, knowing full well that Notre Dame's offense wasn't going up and down the field. So, I mean, maybe that's what his thought process was. We'll pin Notre Dame deep. But if you legitimately have the best offense in the country, I don't care if you lose your All-American wide receiver. Your offense should not be bogged down that bad. And you're, you know, 7 points late third quarter. That was as disappointing as a performance, or at least a shocking of a performance of anything I saw on Saturday.
Yep, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then some of these games that we have coming up this weekend, how did you attack Alabama and Texas in the summertime on the game of the year board? And then what did you make the actual opener and where it's sitting at right now?
Yeah, so I bet Alabama 13.5. Obviously didn't bet enough on that number. Because I think at that time, my number was like maybe 15. I was just betting, you know, oh, I think it's likely at least goes to 14. And I'm here to tell you, I mean, even this week, I mean, the market right now is trading higher than where I have this pure power rating. I'm in the 17.5 range. So, but I'm not looking to fade Alabama. I did last week. I bet Utah State, you know, over that key number of 42, I took the hook and bet Utah State plus 42.5. That didn't work out so well for me. You know, some people are saying, I mean, this is a really good Alabama team, maybe one of the best teams that we've seen. I will say that they're as power rated as high as any team that I've had in a week two spot. I've had teams power rated higher by the end of the season, but never this high in week two.
Very good. How about the late game? Marquee game, rake teams playing Baylor at BYU, what you took in the summer, and then what do you recommend right now with the number?
I took Baylor plus 8 in the summer. I took Baylor plus 4 yesterday. We saw some money come in on Baylor. I think that's the right side in this game. To me, let's go back to, because you're thinking, these two teams haven't played much. They did just play last year. And with two teams that return a lot, especially at the line of scrimmage on both sides, both teams do, I mean, Baylor absolutely dominated BYU in the trenches last year, right? When you look at the rushing advantage, 303 to 67 yards per carry, plus 3.5 yards per carry differential for Baylor. A lot of the same players, same coaches. I think Jeff Grimes, the former BYU offensive coordinator, knows how to attack Kalani Sitake's defense. I think Aranda's a better coach overall than Sitake. I think Baylor's got better speed. I know it's a unique road trip in elevation and whatnot, but I think Baylor wins outright this weekend, so I'd still take him even plus 3.
All right. Revenge in this game. You love Tennessee. Tell us why.
I do, for a variety of reasons. Number one, let's talk about, you know, one of my favorite week two handicapping 101s is a lot of times I like taking on teams that played a tomato can week one. And you're going to say, hey, why? I mean, they're stepping up in competition. Well, for me, I think Tennessee probably spent a lot of fall camp probably prepping for some Pittsburgh. The fact that, you know, not only revenge, but I mean, that Ball State offered a lot of not much resistance, let's put it that way. Meanwhile, I'm sure Pittsburgh didn't, you know, spend a majority of their fall camp on West Virginia, last week's opponent, not so much on Tennessee. Also, I mean, to beat a Pat Narduzzi defense, I mean, with his coverage and he leaves his cornerbacks on an island, I mean, you attack him vertically. Tennessee will do that. West Virginia did last week. They just dropped a bunch of passes. It wasn't just the interception at the end of the game. They dropped a bunch before that. So, I mean, let's just keep it simple. Last year's quarterback matchup was Kenny Pickett versus Joe Milton. Advantage, obviously, Pittsburgh. This year's quarterback matchup, Hendon Hooker, a legitimate Heisman candidate, against Keaton Slovis, who looked all right, but advantage Tennessee. And I think game-wise, advantage Tennessee. I think they went comfortably over Pitt on Saturday.
Okay. So when the numbers were released here at Circa on Sunday and it popped Tennessee minus 5, I'm guessing, was that one of your first bets that you made then? Because you made the number 9.
Yeah, somebody beat me. Well, they laid the 5, I laid the 6. So, anything under 7 is real good there, in my opinion. And I'm a little surprised we're seeing some Pitt buyback, to be honest with you. So, I don't see it for the Panthers. I didn't like what I saw. I bet Pitt last week, and the fact that they got, you know, I thought controlled at the line of scrimmage was stunning to me.
Okay. Now, when you bet this in the summer as well, it's the 8 o'clock Pacific game Saturday. Take us through the line movement here and what's going on with Miss State and Arizona.
Yeah, well, no, I bet it. This was a Circa opener that I bet Mississippi State minus six. That's what Circa opened. And my good buddy Steve Fezzik texted me. This is like within 15 minutes. I laid six. I'm like, I'm pretty comfortable with that bet.
Uh-huh.
And 15 minutes later, he's like, I got Arizona plus eight. I mean, that line's going to close 6.5. I'm like, I will literally bet you $1,000 that line's not going to close 6.5. And I think by the end of the night on Sunday, it was sitting at like 9, and by Monday morning, after a group with market influence released Mississippi State, I mean, we blew right through 10. So
wow.
Advantage Brad Powers when it comes to college football line predictions over Steve Fezzik.
Well, yeah, think about this, Brad. So it opened up where you got that number here at Circa. There's another book, a legal book here in the country that opened up Miss State minus 14.5. I think it lasted for a couple seconds. That was pretty much it. But
I thought he bet it in the summer. I know. You mentioned him with the difference in the number there.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it all summer long, guys. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to jump the gun and be, you know, a race to be first.
Yeah.
And we see huge disparities. Look, I don't like the hedge much anymore, but I mean, I'll give you one. Stanford. I took Stanford plus 11.5. This is at the same time. One book opened USC minus 5 in the game. Another book opened, Stanford plus 11.5. I do have that hedge already, and I bet that in the summer.
Wow. Okay. Did you fire on Kentucky plus 7 against Florida?
I did. Now, I still like that ticket for obvious reasons, but I'm not in love with that ticket when I get more deep diving into Kentucky. I mean, they only ran for 50 yards last week. Doesn't look like Rodriguez is going to play this week. I thought they'd be able to take advantage of a Florida defense that looked tired at the end of that game against Utah. But I mean, sure, numbers wise, plus 7. I'm just not that big of a fan of Kentucky this year. So that's not one of my favorite bets, believe it or not.
Yeah, a couple of things, by the way. When Florida won that game, in one of the polls, Brad, they went from 38th to 12th, which is an absolute abomination. And then I know that you caught some of the programming over the weekend. I think it was one of the commentators said that Alabama number is 20 right now. That might close 30. And then the other person comes back and says the only reason why Florida is favored against Kentucky is because they beat Utah at the very end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was the four-letter network, and they are not on the up and up when it comes to gambling 101. You can tell they're not following it. And why should they? But why are you putting that kind of people that don't have that kind of knowledge on the air and making some very ignorant comments? Obviously, Florida, even in the summer, was favored by about 3 at several sports books in this game.
Sure,
so
sure.
It seems like the right adjustment to me in that regard. You know, I made it like, you know, 4. 4.5, upgrade Florida slightly, Kentucky about the same. Yeah, Alabama's not going to close a 30-point favorite.
No.
You see, we'll see. I mean, does it get to 21? That's the question. Does it even get to 21? When is their buyback on Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. If it got to 21.5, the buyback would, come in 2 seconds at that point. But you can't make a comment like it's 20 now. It might get to 30. Like, I don't know if they're joking around or not, but do you have a few more minutes here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll continue here with Brad Powers. A bunch of other games and numbers that opened up. And other bets that he made in the summertime compared to where those numbers are now for week 2 coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick it off tonight and do it right with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Over 300 different ways to bet the Bills and the Rams game all season long. It's your go-to book. Download the app. Go to BetRivers.com. Great house specials. Will the quarterback break the passing yard record? That's plus 250 up there. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Double shot with Brad Powers at BradPowers7 on Twitter. Brad Powers Sports as well. So we talked to you a couple months ago in the summer. You got up at 5 in the morning. You were jamming kiosks with the Hartman news. Now he unexpectedly comes back, the quarterback of Wake Forest. What do you make of this? How soon and the line adjustment now, and what he means to the point spread for Wake?
Yeah, I wish I didn't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning that particular day, to be honest with you guys. But I mean, I had to. I mean, at least the thought process there. I mean, best case scenario was he's going to be out, you know, 3-4 games. So yeah, I regrets off him coming back so early, but I mean, what can you do? I mean, you're betting information at that particular time, trying to get any squeezing out any possible edge that you can. Interesting. I agree with everything that's happened so far this week as far as line moves. Number one, I did bet Wake Forest -6 on the opener. I made the game right around 8.5 at that point. So I didn't have any inside information that he was going to come back this week. I was just betting pure numbers. Gets announced that at that point, I mean, the number gets driven up to about 8.5 where my number is. And then the announcement. Now, Sam Hartman, I thought, was worth about 6 points. But I'm not fully giving him 6 points of line value. I don't know how much practice time he's had the last 6 weeks or whatnot. I'm not sure exactly what the procedure was or the medical condition that he had. So I think about a 4.5, 5-point upgrade instead of a full 6 sounds about right to me. I'm right at the current number of 13 on this Wake Fandy game, and we'll see. I'm hoping to cash a -6 ticket. We'll see.
Right. Do you also agree with the move on the total here? That's bumped up a good, 6 points, I think.
I agree. Let me say this. Vanderbilt's been much higher scoring than expected the first two games. I think it's some of that. Hartman, obviously, your efficiencies on offense go up. I think the key lesson to learn, if you're trying to, you're betting quarterback news, obviously, the spread of the game usually moves the quickest. If you want to get some value, sometimes, and maybe you're 5 minutes late to the party, sometimes you still can get some value on the totals, especially on some random books like, South Point or whatnot. That's to look moving forward. Bet the total sometimes instead of the side. Side usually gets adjusted so quickly.
Very good. Great tidbit there.
Yes. You love Oklahoma State. You made a good point about it was a blowout, and then there was shenanigans late and some garbage touchdowns by Central Michigan. You're also, are you more pro-Oklahoma State or anti-Arizona State here?
A little bit of both, but I just think to myself, had that final in Oklahoma State, Central Michigan held sort of to form. I mean, it was 51-15 a minute into the third quarter. I mean, that was mighty impressive from Oklahoma State offensively. If that score holds anything near there, I think we're at least looking at 13 right now for this game. So I get it. The defense looked bad down the stretch. You know, Jim Knowles looks like he's a major upgrade for the Buckeyes. So that's something to keep track of, the former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator leaving. But it's also a play against Arizona State, a team that I really don't like this year. Yeah, they beat a tomato can and an FCS team last week and you know, exceeded expectations a little bit. But they're stepping up big time in competition this week. I think Oklahoma State rolls.
Ooh, okay. One of the early games, it was like a car crash. You couldn't look away with the Iowa game. Campbell is 0-5 against Iowa. What'd you bet in the summer, and what do you recommend now?
Well, I bet Iowa State in the summer. You know, Chris Andrews at South Point opened up, I think, 13. I think Paul or one of his buddies beat me. I still fired in right behind it at plus 11.5. So I'm obviously happy with that. With that being said, something tells me Iowa might be the sharper side this week. I made it 4. I think there's, look, it's okay to react to what just happened last week against South Dakota State, but I think people are overreacting. I think people forget how good South Dakota State is. Not good enough to hold that Iowa offense to basically nothing. But on a pure power rating, I would have South Dakota State power rated above like 50 FBS teams. So maybe I didn't downgrade Iowa as much as everybody else.
Okay, fair enough. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Professional sports bettor Brad Powers, our guest. Houston at Texas Tech opened up pick. And I watched a lot of that Houston game against Texas San Antonio. I thought they were very fortunate to win that game. How far off was that pick'em from your number?
Yeah, about three, four points. Just pure power rating, and that's all I'm betting on Sunday morning. Handicap-wise, I mean, I would make the line 6. Even with Texas Tech without their starting quarterback, who I think is the only reason this game's still trading at 3. I think, you know, you look at Shuck, the starting quarterback, I don't think he means anything to the line. In fact, I think that the guy who's starting this week, Donovan Smith, has more upside than Tyler Shuck. So I didn't really downgrade Texas Tech at all. On top of it, you know, Bill Connolly does good work. Post-game win expectancy does. Houston 4% last week. So there's a team that won a game in triple overtime, shouldn't have won the game. Back-to-back road trips. I think Texas Tech, again, week 2 for me, probably, you know, prepping for this game against Houston. Houston didn't have that opportunity to do that probably with a big game at UTSA. So, yeah, I think Texas Tech is one of my favorite plays of the week.
Okay. And this is an interesting angle, too. So the team they beat in triple overtime, San Antonio blew it, and now they have a sandwich game. They take on Army on the road. You think some Army money's going to be coming in, but also San Antonio has Texas on deck.
They do. I would really like it had UTSA won that game against Houston last week. The fact that they lost and could be staring at 0-3 after, a historical season a year ago. I really like the coaching staff there. Has me less inclined to the run in the window to bet Army, but I haven't bet it yet. I'm waiting for maybe a 3 to possibly show. If that's the case, I think you're going to see a flood of Army money come in. Both teams sitting here at 0-1, not wanting to drop to 0-2.
Yeah, Brad, when a program like Appalachian State loses like they did in heartbreaking fashion, that could linger with those kids. You saw them. I mean, it was tough to get off the field on the drop 2-point conversion. That hurts. I mean, they knew that they had North Carolina defeated, should have won the game, and now they got to pick themselves up off the mat and play Texas A&M, who threw a shutout in game 1. What do you make of this game now?
I bet A&M, obviously, on the opener's 15. I thought there's no chance that goes back down. I mean, it's only going up from that point forward. And, you know, pure power rating for me was in the 18.5 range. Handicap-wise, you could talk me into Texas A&M all the way up to 20. Now, they do have Miami, Florida on deck, so we'll see how much they're willing to play their starters in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I'm not sure how much left App State has in the tank. And I think Texas A&M, obviously, now they could be hit or miss under Jimbo. But, I mean, defensively, they haven't been hit or miss. So that App State offense, after putting up 61 last week, is going to get shut down pretty good this week.
Yeah. What's a big enough number? Does a number exist for you to jump in on Hawaii against Michigan?
It's out there. I mean, probably not going to be a big bet. I'm not there yet, guys. That key number of 52.5, maybe I'll have a pizza bet on Hawaii.
The very key number on the point spread. Give me the 52.5 on that. Very cool. Any other like current numbers on the board that you like that you could recommend?
Well, I'm Tennessee, anything under a touchdown, I really like. I mean, if you can shop real hard and find Baylor +3.5, I mean, that's great. Even at +3, I like it. Texas Tech, as long as you're laying 3 or less, that's all real good as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent. Tell us about the cover show and when you give out those FCS games.
Yeah, we ran into some problems last week. You know, some books took down the whole market after just one pick.
Man.
Obviously, it's already tough. You're not dealing with every single sports book, you know, trading FCS versus FCS games. But it was a problem last week, to say the least. Went 2-1 on those picks. Didn't even count them in the records just because, you know, a lot of people weren't able to get them. But they're moving really fast. We moved in Austin Peay Presbyterian total more than 10 points in that one. So
I saw that.
We're going to try our best to give out FCS picks. But, you know, the beauty of the college football season, as we get into October and November, there'll be some weather picks, more injury news, and more stuff with the FBS teams at that point.
All right. Great job. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Powers. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. 72 down to 62. I think it was 63-0.
Yeah, it was. Yep. So, I mean, that's what you get for doing this. Like, I don't do that, right? I'm not going around in May and June and betting a lot of these openers. Occasionally, I might bet one or two, but that's it. I mean, these guys are doing it, you know, day after day, week after week. And I'll tell you, I mean, I would love to have Baylor +8 in pocket right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have Iowa State +13 in pocket right now.
I'll take Alabama 13.
Another one.
Yep. Boy, the Miss State. That's crazy.
Isn't
it? It was 6 here and 14 at another book?
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
But as he pointed out, like all summer long, when people are trying to get first, they want to put out, you know, different markets, different games, you're going to be able to find them. I mean, there was a game I can recall talking about a few years ago. It was Oklahoma-Houston on the opener. But it was, I think, 14 at one book and 27 at another, and it landed right in the middle.
What a good game at night. But that's the thing with BYU. I mean, they're married with kids. God, they're men. They're big up front.
Yes, they are.
Hell of a matchup.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN. Up next, door number one or door number two will compare similar markets in similar prices in different markets to find out what the best bet is coming up here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get the guide. NFL starts tonight, over 100 pages. All the predictions. I have an Eagles-Ravens Super Bowl. Everyone's got a win total that they like up there as well. Get the college and pro football betting guides, advanced stats, power ratings, discounted rate, 175. Both guides, full access all the way through the Super Bowl, or $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right. This segment is called Door Number One or Door Number Two, self-explanatory. We'll throw out a couple of different bets that are available, similar prices in different markets to see which bet might be the better one to make. Paulie, door number one, the Bills at +550 to win the Super Bowl, or door number two, the Rams at +550 to win the NFC.
The AFC is so strong.
But can the Rams repeat?
Yeah. I'll take the Bills.
You're going to take the shortest shot on the board to win the Super Bowl?
Rams to get back there, though? Then unless you're the Patriots, that doesn't happen.
Well, think about what the Bills are up against.
The Chiefs
you just said it.
Yeah, but to go back, yeah.
I mean, they have to get through a combination of, you know, the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Ravens, Bengals, Colts. I didn't even bring up any teams in their division because they're such a big favorite to win that division, but that's like 6-7 teams right there. It's loaded, and anything could happen on, you know, any given Sunday. The Rams have what? The Buccaneers? The Packers?
Eagles? Yeah, you get home games,
49ers?
It was funny. They were only 5-3 at home last year. That was one thing that was kooky with the Rams.
Yeah.
But stars aligned late for them. But
they had some bizarre duds in there. Remember the primetime game against the Titans? That was always in my head a little bit.
Remember
last year.
Remember the Lambeau game? Stafford had a pick six. They were getting their asses kicked in that game. That was just funky. What seed were they? Weren't they a 4? They hosted the title game. They were a 4 seed.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was a 4 versus the 6 last year?
Everything worked out for them. They caught all the breaks late. Almost lost to Baltimore and Huntley. What worked out.
So you go Bills?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough call, but that's... God, I know. Rams to miss the playoffs, or the Bills to go under 10.5 wins, both 2-1.
Oh, man. I would say, actually, on that one, I would go Rams to miss the playoffs. Because the Bills...
The Bills are 10-7?
10-7 is tough. Right. I mean, okay, so here's my thought process on this one. Are we going to include injuries here? Let's say both teams stay healthy, right? If both teams stay healthy, the Bills are going to win 11 games or more. If the Rams stay healthy, there is still a scenario there where maybe they're not as good as the 49ers this year. And maybe the Cardinals are not as bad as some of us think. And they can't finish in the top two in their division. And then we're talking, you know, can they be higher than the teams we just mentioned 2 minutes ago? Packers, Vikings, Buccaneers, Saints, and some of the others in the NFC. I'd go Rams to miss under that scenario.
Well, what happened last year was almost impossible, right? The Bills go 11-6. They outscored their opponents by almost 200 points. All 11 wins were by double digits. 10 of them were by 2 touchdowns or more. But they lost by 7 to Pittsburgh. They lost by 3 to Tennessee, 3 to Jacksonville, 4 in the win game Monday night against New England. They blew the Tampa game in overtime. I mean, they lost every single close game. It's impossible.
That is. And that's why people like Bill Barnwell from ESPN said they're going to actually be better this year than they were a year ago.
Yes.
Door number one, Matthew Stafford 14-1 to lead the league in INTs. Or door number two, Stephon Diggs, same number, 14-1 to lead the league in receiving touchdowns.
Well, don't even hesitate. Door one, Stafford. Yeah, he did it last year. Oh, sure. I can see that. He's a gunslinger.
He's very INT prone.
Yes, got a lot of Favre in him, too.
Okay.
How many times you throw it up for grabs? Yeah.
Well, that one was easy for you then.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, are you going to bet him anyway?
Yeah, of course.
So am I.
Loves to turn the ball
to lead
over.
The league in INTs.
At Stafford, yeah.
Door number one.
Of course he can do it back-to-back years.
Yeah, sure. Sean McDermott at 20-1 to win Coach of the Year. Or door number two, Aaron Donald, 17-1 to lead the league in sacks.
I have to go Donald, door number two. What's the record? 15-2? What do the Bills have to win for him to get that?
They have to coast to an AFC East title and probably touch 14, 15 wins.
Yes.
Because they've been so good now for a couple of years. It's tough when you're already this good to actually win that award.
You have to fade so much. You have to win 14 or 15 games, and then you hope someone doesn't come out of nowhere, like a Rule or even a new coach, and turn something around like a Peterson or something, or a Hackett right away.
Sure.
And that's, nah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to think, like, even at 15-2, what the narrative would be amongst the voters, they would probably say exactly what we just did. Well, they were the preseason favorites. They should have gone to the Super Bowl last year, or should have at least hosted the AFC title game, right? They've been really, really good now for at least 2 years in a row, and they would probably look for, because that will happen. Like, there will be a head coach this year, a first-year coach, a rookie head coach, or a guy in a second year that didn't make the playoffs last year. One of these teams will turn it around and, like, really exceed expectations, and they'll fall back on something like that instead.
Mm-hmm.
Donald at 17-1, there's definitely a scenario where he could lead the league in sacks again.
Plus 140 at Bet Rivers to have a sack tonight. Cup, door number one, Cup to lead the league in touchdowns, or door number two, Allen leads the league in passing touchdowns. Cup 5-1, Allen 6-1. I have to go Cup. That's... Allen had 36 touchdowns last year. Cup had 16. But there's so much competition there with the quarterbacks, and who's the competition for Cup? I would say Adams. I would definitely say Jefferson.
I have a
note
on this.
But it's also, you can't, you know what's coming, you can't stop him.
I have a note on this that I want to run by you. Over the last 10, it's a fantasy note, but it correlates.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years, we have not had a player finish as the top scoring fantasy wideout in consecutive seasons.
Okay. Yeah.
Over the last decade.
And then the numbers you gave out yesterday, too, with Evans and how bright he looks to him inside the five.
Sure.
That's another one.
I'd probably go Allen in the scenario.
Oh.
To lead the league in passing. But
he's also a threat to take
run.
Off and say,
oh, no, for sure.
That takes
for
away
sure.
from it.
But it's, again, for Cooper Kupp to hit his numbers this year from 2021, if he can do it back-to-back years, like, honestly, what can you do? Does he have to get the MVP?
Well, I'm not saying, you're not asking me for that, though, with two of the categories. You're asking for the touchdowns.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's going to have 2,000 yards and 145 again. I think you could see 7-16 and 110. I don't know. 145 catches, my God.
Yeah.
But he looks Maybe it changes with Robinson. I don't know. But he just, but inside the red zone, also was going to him.
But both, put it this way,
Stafford.
Both players clearly have like elite talent that they're up against, right? For Allen in the touchdowns now, I mean, we're looking at Herbert, who I think is the shortest shot in the board. He's got to beat up Mahomes. I don't think Rodgers is going to be in that neighborhood this year based on a few factors. But he's like a lot of good, like I think you'd probably need in the 40 touchdown range to do it. And there are a bunch of dudes in the NFL that can maybe touch that number, like 37, 38, 39 to be in the mix. Allen's going to have to be that high. But also, like, Kupp has to beat out Chase, Evans, Adams, Jefferson, even Kelsey, Tyreek Hill. Don't laugh at that. We broke down all the numbers yesterday. It's pretty stiff competition.
Okay, you had a couple good questions from Mike Palm yesterday about a team to come out of nowhere and make the playoffs and a popular team to miss. But what's the craziest prediction you think what could happen in the NFL or that you've read?
Well, it would be...
Is it your Brady Tampa Bay miss the playoffs or just...
Yeah, but is it...
Six wins? Come on, if Tampa wins six games...
Is it that crazy?
Yes, it is.
Where the Buccaneers go under their... Like, I'm talking about go under their alt win total, their lowest one, and they win like eight games, nine games, and they miss the playoffs?
Yes.
That's crazy?
I think that's... Yes, with Brady? Yeah.
Man, what if he's
everything getting, goes wrong?
What if the old line is just a disaster? He's getting hit a ton every single Sunday.
I'm not even talking about my heart's not in it. I'm going to retire.
No, no,
I'm
that's save that, neither am I.
I'm
neither
not
am
even
I.
Talking. About
no, no, no. That possibility.
Right.
I'm not even going to kick that around.
Our buddy Fitz thinks they could win six games and everything goes wrong.
I don't disagree
he says,
with
he
that.
He says if he said it's finally happened. I go.
Right.
I've been hearing that since he's 37, Tim.
Right.
I mean, come on.
But also, like, look at who else. No Gronk.
Yeah.
I know that there's some good signs there with Godwin, but what if he gets injured again?
Gage, Julio, Evans.
Gage is not, he's been dinged up a little bit here as well. And that old line, I mean, if you can't protect a 45-year-old quarterback, he's going to feel that until Wednesday every single week. He's going to be getting hit. And by the way, that would behoove other teams to be like, okay, how do we beat Tom Brady? Put pressure on him. The old line stinks. Let's just manhandle the offensive line and send like six, seven guys out there. But they're going to go to shotgun. He'll try to adjust where he's been a magician over the years. I don't think that's that far-fetched. It happens to every quarterback eventually.
All right. Mine is the Eagles win 13 games. Get the one seed. Ridiculous 13-14 win season out of Philly. Just ridiculous. And a lot of it has to do with the schedule and the bad division.
Right.
But
longest shot to win the MVP would be who? Mike Palm, good answer. If they ever gave it to a defensive player, Aaron Donald yesterday.
I can't. It's a quarterback every year. Look at Kupp. Didn't even sniff it. 2,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, 145 catches. Oh, it's out of good. You mentioned it, people. Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay. So it's got to be a quarterback every year, and it always is.
How about longest shot, Kirk Cousins?
50-1?
He's 100 at some spots.
Oh, boy.
Is there any scenario where that could happen?
I would take Hurts because of the running angle, but better chance. But that's
All right. More on the big game coming up next. Teams have become bigger favorites in Week One. Cover at a surprising number.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Watch football with a little more on the line by playing free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Visit DraftKings.com/Guinness. Set your lineup. Watch the action unfold as you play for your share of $115,000 all season long. Guinness, made of more. DraftKings.com for details. What a joke. I'm out of breath. I can't. I went to the bathroom. I come back. A little jog. I mean, it's so bad. It is.
What part of this is so bad?
So bad. It's not even that far. I'm out of breath.
The fact that you whacked down a donut before you ran 30 yards to go to the bathroom.
So
and now you're. Do you ever go to the gym?
I used to be ripped.
No, I'm not talking about 20 years ago.
Wasn't that long ago when this schedule changed things? No, I don't. I haven't done cardio since Obama administration.
I've known you for a long time. You're right. We used to call you Popeye. You were so ripped. Yes. You had the forearms. It was gigantic.
I had a t-shirt. Damn, I'm chiseled. I wore that t-shirt around. It was
like
great.
Your dad. This is my costume.
Yeah. My dad. Oh, we miss him. One more. Last thing. But look at this. Why I got crazy with the Eagles?
Yeah.
Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, Jacksonville, Arizona, Dallas, bye week. Pittsburgh, Houston, Washington. I mean, this really could set up 18-1, one seed. Let's live, baby. Let's dance.
So you want to play the schedule game right now?
Yeah. That's a win, dog.
Give me the win losses here. Yeah. Are they going to win week one? Are they winning this Sunday?
They are. They kicked the Lions. They beat the hell out of them last year. Yeah. I'm surprised the spread's that low. They do this every year. Hard Knocks makes everyone look good. It's not there with Detroit.
Have you pondered an Eagle survivor pick for week one? Huh? All these road favorites? Got to pick one of them.
I'm on Kansas City. Yeah. That's one of them. And there's so many candidates.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
You have to like the Saints, especially now London might not play.
You already bet Kansas City money line.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to play them in survivor. At this point with that number, is it worth grabbing Arizona for where you're at now, plus the six?
Who knows? Maybe it goes higher. I don't know.
Maybe it does, yeah.
I can't explain what these people are thinking.
If it goes six.
Why would a big syndicate come in and lay 4.5 when it was, you could add
three
a week
for months?
Ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so if it touches seven, I think you got to come back little bit on Arizona then.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point. And maybe there's a scenario there where you hit all the bets then.
Yeah. Well, also you got these great tweets out there that some of these line moves early on week one don't work out.
Let me go over that again because I did tease that.
Yeah,
this is a good tweet from John Ewing. The past 10 years, teams that become bigger favorites in week one have gone 32-51-2 ATS. That's 39%. So the Bills from plus one now to minus 2.5. That qualifies as one of the moves.
Mm-hmm.
Miami 3-3.5. Carolina plus 4.5 to minus two. Well, you know the scenario there though.
Yeah.
The Saints from 4-5.5. That might keep going up.
Yes.
Baltimore 4.5-7. KC 3, now all the way up to 6. And then Denver 4.5-6.5. That might not be done either.
No, that gets to 7. Oh, yeah. Yep. No one wants Seattle Monday night.
Okay. So you're super high on the Eagles, obviously. This is Jason Kelce, the always outspoken center for the Eagles, talking about high expectations for the team this year.
Expectations are just that. They're nothing. And we got to go out there and play, and we got to go out there and, the moment you're comfortable in this league, somebody's coming for you. You know, we got, Mr. T and Rocky III, he's going to be hunting us every single week. And we haven't won nothing yet, so we're not even the champion. So we better work this off.
There you go. I love that answer. Yeah,
it would be That's fun. Awesome. It would be fun to cover that guy.
Oh yeah, remember him at the parade?
Oh, he was a lunatic.
Listen, they still made the playoffs last year. I know they had an easy schedule, but this is big now with Hurts finally back-to-back years the same offense, and you got him some toys and some weapons. You see A.J. Brown in his locker yesterday? Always open. They put that up there. That's great. But a lot to like. Dallas could be down the drain. Tubes, new coach, injury concerns.
And not a lot to like with the Commanders or the Giants.
No, at absolutely. This point. Right, absolutely. You got to like that schedule a lot, too.
All right, so some numbers overall for the game tonight. The Rams, 7 of the last 8 have gone under at home. They've actually covered 7 in a row at home, the Rams.
Home openers. Home openers, yes.
Okay.
Had that wrong.
Yep. More on that in a second. The Bills, for what it's worth, they've lost 9 in a row to defending champions. Mm-hmm. 8 of the last 9 Super Bowl champs have been 12-1 or shorter to win in the preseason. So the Rams are 12-1 in that neighborhood. Bills plus 550 or 6-1. Some of the trends going into the game. Since 2005, the favorite to win the Super Bowl entering the playoffs has only won it twice. The Rams, 5-0 straight up, ATS in week one with McVay as the head coach, covering on average by 12-plus points per game. And the Super Bowl champs are 14-7-1 ATS in week one of the next season.
Yeah.
That game obviously will be tonight.
Well, McVay's always had them ready. I mean, McVay's been great straight up in ATS and openers. The angle, too, about the future, how low they are, what kind of uncharted territory we're getting into with Buffalo. It goes back, I'd say, even people mentioned the 07. How about the 08 Patriots?
Well, I mean,
the 07 team was this close to going undefeated. Their win total was 13.5 the next year.
The 08 team. Yeah. I remember that when that opened up, and we're just shaking our head laughing. Like, this team, their expectations now, to go over, they have to win 14 games, which was doable, and then Brady goes down in the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, Belichick got him to win 11 games anyway, but that was a miraculous season there.
Yeah, right.
And they were in that, plus 250 range.
Haven't won the Super Bowl. Haven't been to the Super Bowl since 93. You know the history there. I mean, imagine if this happens. Just if they get there. But they're going to have with all the tough teams in the AFC, and this would be something. But as I asked you at the top of the show, this could go a couple ways. But imagine if Allen gets better. And I didn't see this coming because he was so bad out of college and just throwing the ball and accuracy issues. But how dynamic he's been. Into 36 touchdowns and 4,400 yards. If he improves and takes that next step and the emergence of Davis, and now you get Crowder and then you draft Cook, watch out. Or it's, okay, well, maybe it doesn't work out now. He doesn't have Dable for the first time and it doesn't work out with Dorsey. Oh, I think it will. But you have that now with the new OC angle. But if he takes another step now, and also the other thing I'll say is, what if you get the Allen and the Buffalo offense that showed up down the stretch and in the playoffs? 47-17 against the Patriots and Belichick, and then scored 36 points and lost in overtime to the Chiefs. And it was just, it was stealing what they were doing. Just the howitzer and the arm strength the guy has, and just to put it to Davis and what he did. And oh, it's Diggs and it's Crowder and it's McKenzie too, who you have to worry about. I mean, I think they're at their best when it's like, the hell with the running game. I am going to go shotgun and throw every down. Good luck stopping it.
And that's what I loved over the last couple of years, why I was so high on this team as well. If you go back and watch the Chiefs game in the playoffs last year, there's a moment. And again, that's what Josh Allen did in the fourth quarter was superhuman. I mean, it's one of the best performances you're ever going to find. Like when a quarterback has to step up and make every single play, he did it. And he was making all these passes and Davis was a machine and he was lighting up that KC secondary. But there was a spot in the game where he's under pressure and he's going to take off and scramble. And he runs down the middle of the field in the defense, and he's picking up the first down. He has a defender, like, in his way. Josh Allen just goes, okay, I see you, big boy. He lowers himself like this and just goes, boom, and he puts his shoulder right into the guy, and he picks up, like, another 2 or 3 yards. I'm like, my God, how do you stop that?
Yeah. How many times?
That big?
Yes. How many times do they run that design student body right?
All the time.
And it's, oh, there's 5 yards.
Right.
It's.
I will give you this, though. This is a good tweet from Warren Sharp yesterday. Completion percentage over expectation. Next gen, they track this. Great quarterbacks that were below average last year. Stafford ranked 21st, Josh Allen 22nd, Brady 23rd, Lamar Jackson 24th, and Patrick Mahomes 25th. That's out of 38 quarterbacks. Again, completion percentage over expectation, which is a hardcore metric to break down exactly like where these guys are at. Are they throwing darts out there or not? And another guy who was not like highly ranked last year with this was Aaron Rodgers. But maybe that's an area where he can still improve then, is to even get, because again, that was a weakness of him coming into the NFL. He's gotten a lot better.
Yep.
But
also imagine the pressure if they go 15-2 and the pressure in the playoffs to be at home and finally do this now. Exercise the demons.
Wouldn't you love to go to a home playoff game with the Bills Mafia on a Saturday?
I don't know. A little scary, though.
I'd take one off the table.
You wouldn't? Stuff.
Light it on fire.
Oh, God.
Yep. Here is your pro tip of the hour. In week two, per Brad Powers, bet on teams that open with a weak opponent and now face better talent, like Tennessee facing Pittsburgh this week. Pro tip for the hour here in Follow the Money. Every pro tip is available for subscribers at vsin.com, and you can sort it by sport as well. Up next, more on the game coming up tonight. Former NFL player, current VSIN host, Mike Pritchard is going to join the show. Are the Rams slightly underrated at this point? We'll ask him that coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch? That's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in game bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live player prop bets, live.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.